We're for Melbourne and Victoria. These are today's headlines from the Herald Sun. Bringing back the SEC, repairing the health system, and forging ahead with the suburban rail loop will be the top priorities of Daniel Andrews' third term in government. After his election victory, the Premier hit the ground running on Sunday and said he would bring Parliament back before Christmas in order to get work underway on key policies. If you would like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to the Herald Sun at heraldsun.com.au or download the app at your app store. A devoted Collingwood fan killed in a hit and run over the weekend had only hours earlier met his hero, Dane Swan. Darren Pearce was photographed smiling broadly during his encounter with the Premiership star and Brownlow medalist at a sportsman lunch in Berwick last Friday. Less than 12 hours later, the 44-year-old was mowed down by what is believed to be a BMW sedan and left for dead in a gutter. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
The Legalised Cannabis Party, Greens and Nationals are expected to be the big winners in the new look Victorian upper house. At least two legalised cannabis candidates are in strong contention in early counting and could play a major role on the crossbench. And Aussie golf star Minji Lee has swung by some of Melbourne's best sights as the nation's greatest golfers prepare to tee off on Victoria's next major event. In a world first for golf, the Australian Open will this week bring together our national men's and women's events, as well as the All Abilities Championship on Melbourne's famed Sandbelt from December 1 to 4. Those are your headlines from the Herald Sun. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at heraldsun.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall. So it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats, and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.